Proclamation number 5362 of 12th of April, 1952. Reason for the revelations, learning to know and love God. You will be shown the path you should take, and it is your task to let yourselves be guided and to always remember that you are only the instruments of Him who wants to make Himself known to your fellow human beings through you. He can only win you humans if He introduces you to the truth, because the truth lets you recognize Him as a God of love, wisdom and omnipotence, as a perfect being who also has to be loved above all else and returns love in abundance. But you humans will only show your love for Him when you have recognized Him for what He is. As a kind and righteous Father who only ever wants to please His children and therefore wants to win them over for Himself, and this recognition of His nature can only be given to you through utmost truth, because every untruth, every error, distorts or obscures the image of God, and this means as much as the doubts arise in the heart which also reduce the love for God. The truth is to be offered to people, which originates from God Himself. And therefore God uses willing people through whom He can speak to all people. He only introduces you to the truth because He wants to win you over for Himself, and you should always acknowledge that it is evidence of immense love and mercy when He seeks contact with you humans, when He wants to speak to you Himself and does so wherever He is heard. But He knows people's hearts, He knows their will, their state of maturity, He knows their innermost thoughts and therefore also knows who is willing and able to accept the truth from His hand. He now directs this to you humans who want to serve Him, who participate in the spreading of His word. He leads those into your path in whom He sees the prerequisite that they want to recognize and accept the truth. He certainly has the truth ready for all people, yet not all people desire it and accept it. And therefore they will not find the path to Him either, they will still have to take many wrong paths until they reach the right messenger of light who can and will give them enlightenment. Nevertheless, you will also have to instruct such people, for although they will not adhere to you, although they will sometimes laugh at you and mock you, something of what they have heard will nevertheless remain in them, and one day it will come to the surface of his thoughts when the hour has come for him to make a decision for God or against Him. And then the words he hears can still be his salvation. He can suddenly come to recognize the truth and stand up for it with fervor, because the truth has an effect which no one of good will can ignore. And therefore you should quietly work on all who are led into your path, for these are called and can be awakened by you. They can also come to recognize the truth if you lovingly offer them a divine word which is full of strength and which reveals God's nature to them and can also move them to love Him. You should be His servants. You should let yourselves be guided by Him, receive His instructions and work as a blessing among your fellow human beings. You should make yourselves His own so that He can speak to people through you in order to save them from spiritual adversity, in order to lead them out of error into truth, through which alone they can become blessed. Amen.